In Matabele Land and Midlands, if there is no devolution of power, we will vote no in the referendum. What is the position on devolution of power?
Now, the fourth question comes from the Midlands and Matabele Land. This question is not about what must be contained in the Constitution regarding devolution. This comment is about how the people in Matabele Land and Midlands will respond to a constitution which they believe does not provide for devolution of power. Now, let me clarify this point. When you talk about devolution of power, we are not talking about devolution to particular provinces. When you are talking about devolution of power, we are talking about devolution of power to every province, to every local authority in Zimbabwe. So it is not an issue which should only be a concern for Matabele Land or an issue which should be a concern for the Midlands. It is an issue which should be a national concern. And what is important is that the people in the Midlands and Matabele provinces and the people in all the other provinces must understand what devolution is and then must articulate this position when the outreach program comes to their respective areas. I think what is important is that when you talk about devolution, you must talk about meaningful devolution. You must talk about the involvement of power, both at political and at economic level, at local levels. People talk about devolution and they say we've got devolution now. But when you look at the type of devolution which we have got a devolution which unfortunately answers to the central authority. Your governors are appointed by the president, your local authorities, your local councils answer to the minister of local government, and etc., etc. And when you look at the economic devolution, you'll find that there really is nothing at local level which those local institutions control. So when you're talking about devolution, we must know what you're talking about, and we must proceed to articulate material, political, and economic devolution.